Welcome to Make Up Stories. My name is Ava. Go to makeupstories.com and join our club. Thank you.
Jesse, what do you want tonight's makeup story to be about?
A bad guy that is fighting a cat that the cat has superpowers.
Okay, a bad guy that's fighting a cat and the cat has superpowers. Once upon a time, a long time ago, there were two kids named Jonah and Jesse. And Jonah and Jesse lived in a house that had a really tall, fluffy carpet. And the carpet was so big, a whole person could fit in between it. And they used to hide and play a lot of games as they walked around the carpet. And it also made lots of different mazes to get to different parts of the house, because you couldn't see on top of the carpet. So it was like walking through a maze if you wanted to go to the toy room. And there were also some tunnels that Jesse and Jonah could crawl through the carpet. And their house was special because it was also a house where there were lots of different animals. And Jesse and Jonah had some of the tunnels in their carpet that was filled with water. And there were some turtles that lived in their house. And they also had a different part of the house that was near the roof where cats lived. And Jesse and Jonah used to sometimes put out some kitty food for the cats to eat. And the cats would let Jesse and Jonah pet them. But one day there was one cat that appeared, and this cat was blue. All the other cats were different colors, not blue. And the blue cat went straight through one of the tunnels in the carpet, and it went all the way to Jesse and Jonah's room. And then it started to sleep on Jesse's pillow as Jesse was falling asleep. And every night, as Jesse was falling asleep, the kitty cat would like sleep either on his pillow, like touching his hair or touching his tummy. And when Jesse woke up each day, he noticed that he was getting bluer and bluer. First, part of Jesse's cheek turned blue, and he thought that maybe he got a black and blue mark from a boo-boo. But then, different parts of Jesse's body, like his hands, also started to turn blue, and Jesse started to grow some fur. And then Jesse realized that he couldn't really talk anymore. Whenever he tried to say something, the only sound that came out was meow, and Jesse started to grow a tail. And Jesse realized that he was turning into a kitty cat, just like that blue kitty cat. And after Jesse turned into a blue kitty cat, he couldn't say anything, and he saw his mom was looking around the room for him to try to find where Jesse was. And Jesse, the kitty cat, went up to his mom and started like scratching her leg and saying meow, meow. But Jesse's mom, Amanda, didn't know that Jesse was the kitty cat. So instead, Jesse's mom got some kibbles for the blue Jesse kitty cat. But Jesse wasn't hungry. He didn't even want to eat those kibbles. He really was trying to tell his mom that he wasn't a cat, that he was Jesse. But Amanda wasn't understanding. Finally, the other blue kitty cat started rubbing its body against Jesse's blue kitty cat body. And Jesse decided to follow the blue kitty cat through some of the tunnels in the carpet in his house. And they got to a room in Jesse's house that he never saw before, because people couldn't fit through that tunnel. It was only the size of kitty cats. And when he got out of the tunnel, he noticed that the blue kitty cat turned into a person that was see-through. And Jesse also turned back into a person, but his body was see-through and you could just put your hand right through it. And the secret room that Jesse landed in was a disco room. And there was a disco ball that was very shiny and reflected different colors of lights on the ceiling of the room. And it was making different color lights go all over the walls of the room, dancing in circles. And the Jesse that turned into a see-through person after he was a kitty cat, he was dancing because he heard some music. And all of the other blue people that used to be kitty cats and were now see-through, they were also dancing also. And Jesse wanted to know how he could turn into a regular person again. Well, before he could figure that out, there was a big smashing sound, and there was a bad guy that had a hammer that banged the disco ball off of the ceiling, and he started smushing up the carpet and putting crumbs all over it. And Jesse was afraid of that bad guy. So he snuck through the tunnel with the other person that used to be a blue cat. And Jesse turned back into a blue cat, and the other person turned back into a blue cat when they went through that magical tunnel. And the bad guy with the hammer was looking for them. But cats can be pretty sneaky. So Jesse and the other blue cat, they snuck through a bunch of different tunnels in the carpet until they got to one of the tunnels that was full of water and had turtles in it. And Jesse's friend, the other blue cat, said a kind of meow to the turtles that the turtles understood and tried to tell the turtle that there was a bad guy with a hammer. Well, turtle shells are really strong, and the bad guy's hammer wouldn't be able to get through a turtle shell. So the turtle said that he would go at the entrance to the tunnel and block it up so there was no space. And so the turtle blocked the tunnel with his shell. And then Jesse and the other blue cat waited in the part that was a lake where the turtles were in the tunnel that had water in it. Soon Jesse and Jonah heard the bad guy go away. And so they decided that they would set a trap. What they did is they snuck very quietly back into the disco room. And when they got back into the disco room, this time they put up a new disco ball, but the disco ball had a big magnet in it. And the magnet was attached to a secret trap. And so then they started dancing in the disco room again. And when the bad guy came in with the hammer to bang the disco ball, well, the hammer got stuck to the magnet, and the magnet pulled the bad guy into a jail. When the bad guy was in the jail, it seemed like he had a magic potion that fell out of his hand and onto the floor. And when the magic potion fell onto the floor, it spilled, and the water trickled all the way onto Jesse Cat's legs and the other blue cat. And Jesse and the other blue cat turned into regular people, and they smushed their way through the tunnel that led to that secret disco room. And after they got out of the tunnel, Jesse finally found his mom, who was still looking for him, and saying, "Jesse, Jesse, where are you?" And Jesse said, "I'm here." And his mom said, "Where were you hiding?" And Jesse told his mom that actually he turned into a blue cat, and he was a blue cat for a while. And his mom said, "Oh, there was a blue cat that came up to me." And Jesse was like, "Yeah, that was me. And I didn't really want kibbles. I was trying to tell you that I turned into a blue cat." And Amanda picked up Jesse and said that it's okay. And Jesse hugged Amanda. The other blue cat ended up turning into a twin of Jesse's. And the twin of Jesse's said, "I want to be your friend and play with you all the time." And Jesse said, "What, two Jesse's?" And the other Jesse said, "Yeah, I'm always going to play with you. And we could play in playgrounds, and we could play on bicycles, and we could do a lot of fun things and also be a team." And Jesse and Jonah and their whole family lived happily ever after. The end.
Thanks for listening. This is the best club ever. Tell your friends.